Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Please do remember, we're not experts. We're podcast hosts. We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you want to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. I said that right. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. We're on Instagram at forever35podcast. We have the Forever 35 Facebook group and all the spinoffs. You can also sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And you can shop all of our fave recommended prods at shopmy.us/forever35.
Well, Dori, let's hop right in. Shall we hop?
Hippity let's hop? Hippity hop.
So we got a very sweet voicemail from a listener who had a dream, a Forever 35 dream. And the dream world that this listener describes sounds delightful. So just wanted to share this with everybody.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dori. This is my first time calling. I had to call because I just woke up from the most amazing dream. I dreamt that I was at a Forever 35 convention kind of thing in Chicago, and I walked into this amazing hotel ballroom. And they had all of these stations with like makeup products and skincare lines. And I got to do a face mask and a face wash. And then I was putting on makeup and you guys were there and my best Forever 35 listener friends were there and it was wonderful. And the only bad part about it was that I had to wake up and realize that it wasn't real. Anyway, hope you would enjoy this. Hope you had wonderful post-Thanksgiving dreams, and you're the best. Thanks for everything you do. This is Natty. Bye.
Oh, this feels like when I had a dream that Harry Styles were in like a really, he and I were in like a loving relationship. It wasn't like Aww. A sexy dream. It was more just like this tender dream in which we were partners. It's kind of like that. Yeah. And then I woke up and I, you know, look, I turned over and I was like, well, I'm happy with the person I have. But Harry was really loving in the dream.
Well, that's really nice. I'm glad he was so loving in your dream. Sounds like he's an amazing in your dream boyfriend.
Dream partner. Who knows what he's like in IRLs, but he was great. I mean, this is so sweet. This is kind of how I imagine what like, were there ever to be a real life gathering, what it would be. We're all just kind of doing masks and hanging out in a ballroom.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, let's send it out into the universe. see what happens.
Okay. Let's try to manifest this.
Deal. All right. Tori, next up, we have a book box recommendation for you.
Well, and just to remind everyone, I had asked for mystery book subscription boxes because I couldn't, I mean, to be fair, I had not done an extensive search, but there didn't seem to be anything that like immediately caught my eye. But here we go.
Hi, my name is Irene. I'm just calling in response to Dory's most recent statement about looking for a mystery book subscription or collection, and her not being able to find a good one on the gift guide episode. There is a fantastic local small business in Thomasville, Georgia. It's the bookstore is called The Bookshelf in Thomasville, Georgia. And the owner, Annie Jones, does a great book podcast where she kind of goes in detail about everything that she reads every month. Her staff is very charming. Her shop looks amazing. But anyway, her bookstore does specifically curated subscription services. So they can either put together a box for you based on your preferences, or you can pick which staff member whose reading interests most closely align with yours, and they'll automatically ship you a book every single month, which is really fun. And Annie's taste is impeccable. I always find that her books are amazing, that she recommends. So something to consider if you're interested in that. That is, her podcast is called From the Front Porch. And then the bookstore is called The Bookshelf at Thomasville, Georgia. Okay. Bye.
Okay. The Bookshelf at Thomasville, Georgia.
Annie has a great Instagram follow. I'm just going to toot my own horn here and say that she read and recommended in a New York Minute and talked about it on the podcast. So I really trust her recommendations.
Well, 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 Kate.
But her podcast is really, really delightful. It has, I think we have quite a few listeners who listen to it. There's a nice kind of calming energy to it that I think occasionally we also bring to the table, thus the overlap. And I mean, what's better than supporting an independent bookstore?
I mean, not much.
Not nothing else.
So this is interesting. On their website, it does not appear that their subscription thing is active.
Oh, no.
So I'm wondering if it's still a thing.
All right. But Let's find out.
Thanks for the rec. And yeah, we got a few other recommendations for bookstores. There are some indie bookstores that do this, which was cool. And so thank you for all those recommendations.
Well, Dory, a listener also had this question for you. Well, first they said, "We'll never not think about the pod while brushing my teeth at the office." To which I say, like, great. That's what we want here on this show.
Totally.
We want you to hear our voices in your head as you scrub away standing over that office sink.
Oh,
but then they
sure.
also asked, I still want a tiny chair update, please. And this is nothing to do with me. This has to do with you.
Well, should we remind everyone what this is in reference to?
Let's refresh the minds. Okay, take it away.
So my husband was going to Vegas with a friend, and he asked Henry, my son, if he wanted anything in Vegas. And Henry said, a tiny chair.
So specific. So niche.
It was so specific and so random. Matt did not return with a tiny chair. Much to my chagrin. I think by that point, Henry had forgotten about it. But
okay, so he didn't hold on to this.
He has not held on to it. He has never again requested a tiny chair.
Stop. It's never come up?
It's never come up. I don't know where this came from.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, no, but he was never like, oh, I read about a tiny chair, like Bluey has a tiny chair. Like there was no connection to.
Well, this was before he started watching Bluey, I think, which he's now very into. I think he was already watching like Mickey Mouse, the extended Disney Junior Mickey Mouse universe. But I don't recall any tiny chairs. Don't know where he got this from. You know, they have a dollhouse at school. Maybe he like, maybe he saw a tiny chair in a dollhouse.
I can't remember if I revealed this to, if I revealed this to you or on the podcast, but we have a tiny chair in our house. It's like a thing in our house.
Well, you mentioned this.
Okay.
You mentioned this after the whole tiny chair situation. And yeah, and I was like, oh, interesting. We do not have a tiny chair.
Yeah, we have a tiny chair that Anthony has had, you know, for since before we started dating, which we started dating in 2003. This is a tiny chair that he bought as a gift for someone that he kept for himself. And now tiny chair is, that's what we call it. And it's displayed proudly in our home. So if Henry ever wants to like, come check one out. It is a cute, it's like a chair for a good sized doll.
Wow. This is so interesting.
Tiny chair. Yeah. Just ask Anthony the next time you see him, just be like, how's tiny chair? We don't even call it the tiny chair. Its name is tiny chair.
It's just tiny chair.
It's tiny chair. Yep. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The weird things that we have, you know, like doesn't every family have like kind of weird, quirky tchotchkes that are just unique to their own family vibe?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes.
I'm trying to think of what I had growing up that would qualify. I mean, we had like a stuffed chicken that sat by the front door of our house. I don't know.
Were your parents, you know how some people would collect like frogs or like pigs or something? Were either of your parents into that kind of thing?
You know, my mom loved birds before it was cool to love birds. Wow. You know how it became very like twee kind of when we were all like Zooey Deschanel-ing in the mid-aughts?
Yes. I really wanted like a sparrow tattoo for a long time.
Yeah, right. Like we all had, there was like a weird bird phase.
I'm really glad I didn't do that.
Yeah, I can't imagine you now with a sparrow tattoo.
No shade to anyone who has a sparrow tattoo, but you know. Anyway,
I mean, I have a butterfly tattoo. Anyway, yes, yeah, story. My mom has always loved birds and she always kind of had she was like a little treasure collector. My mom also collected like dead bugs, like the dead beetle shells. Yeah, she loved insects. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you?
No. No. Uh-uh. No, my parents were not really collectors.
They had none of those like tiny praying angels that people have. What are those little angels? Precious Moments?
No, that's not really like a Jewish thing.
Jewish people don't have tiny angels all over their house.
No, they don't.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, on that note, let's take a little break.
Okie doke.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents. Mm-hmm.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also like my brother has the app so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura Frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about, we have two Aura Frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started and then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, look, I don't know about you, but when I hold on to some negative feelings, it really starts to impact my day to day. I get a little snippy and short with the people in my life. Things start to really feel overwhelming. And look, it's just generally not great for me or for the people that I am interacting with. And I do find that my time in therapy is a real safe space to get those things off my chest and figure out how to work on and work through the things that are weighing on me or maybe weighing on you. For example, like I have actually really been working on mindfulness in therapy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Easier said than done, but that's the work, right? Like just learning about kind of like really creating a breathing practice and paying attention to my physical body and my feelings. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and to learn productive coping skills. If you're thinking about trying therapy, try BetterHelp. It's convenient and accessible anywhere because it is 100% online. All it takes to get started is filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you're not vibing with the therapist, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forever35 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forever35.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. All right, we are back and we have yet another voicemail.
Hey, Cat and Door. Long time. I have a question, maybe more for Dory, but Kate, feel free to weigh in too. Okay. So a year ago, right before the holiday season, I had gotten a huge promotion and raise at work. I had started dating someone who was really into me, and we were excitedly introducing each other to our friends and family. Things were going really well at the end of 2021. Fast forward to this year, that relationship ended recently, and I have been pretty heartbroken about it. Work has been pretty tough, and the raise that I got last year is certainly not going to happen this year thanks to the state of the economy, and my family has been fighting a lot, and as such, I have been forced to attend a friend's Thanksgiving instead of a family Thanksgiving because of all the toxicity there. And all that to say is that I'm going into this holiday season feeling really sad. I don't want to decorate. Usually I bake everybody these really great cookies that I spend, you know, all day making. I just don't have the energy. I can barely show up to things right now without feeling like just crushed. I have an awesome therapist who is helping me a lot. I work out every day. I make sure to just count my blessings where I can, but I'm just curious, you know, Dory, in times when you were single and really going through it in your 30s, how did you survive the holiday season? Because this year I just kind of want to crawl into bed and emerge on January 1st. So any advice that you could give me would be hugely helpful. And shout out to my Forever 35 girls, Morgan and Amanda, if you do end up playing this. And if not, your voices just always give me a lot of happiness. So thank you. All right. Bye.
Oh. Hi, Morgan and Amanda.
Well, I mean, this was always tough. I also want to, you know, make it clear that I had some depressing holidays when I was partnered. Like, just, you know.
Very good point.
Being partnered does not necessarily make for happy holidays. But yes, I mean,
Say it again, Dory. I mean, yeah.
But, you know, I do think that there is something especially hard, especially as you like get into your 30s. And if you're like the only single one in your family, for example, that can be a challenging. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that leaning on friends at this time is like a good idea. And also, like, you don't have to participate in anything you don't want to, you know, like I live, you know, if you don't want to do holidays because you think they're going to be too stressful, then don't do them. And like, that's okay. Like, I don't know, take care of yourself. But I will say there were some times, and I feel like I still do this, where like in advance, I will be like, I'm not going to go home for X, Y, Z holiday. And then the holiday comes and I'm like, oh, I wish I'd gone home. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't have a great answer for you, Kate. What else?
Well, I'm glad that this listener said they have a therapist. I mean, listener, you sound like you're going through depression, and I just want to make sure like we're flagging that and that that's something you're talking to your therapist about, and just remind you that if it's an option for you, that medication might also help. Mm. And it doesn't need to be, it can be a long-term solution. It can be a short-term solution. Doesn't it be either or, but like that to me, that just stuck out, is that, you know, that is another way of caring for yourself. And I wouldn't hesitate. I would encourage you to bring that up. I guess my response is similar to you, Dory, which is you don't have to, you can opt out.
Yeah.
Like you can opt out. But I would also say, like, if you're really struggling, which it sounds like you are, to let friends know. You don't have to say, like, I need, you know, you don't even have to have them do anything. But I think it's just valuable for and we're going to talk more about friendship actually after this, but just to check in with the people in your life who you do have really strong relationships with and just say, I'm struggling right now. You know, I just want you to know. It helps me to tell you. I just think it's always good to have people aware of where you are.
Yeah.
And so if you have the energy to do that, I think it's worth it.
Oh, I think that's such good advice.
And good. We'll be thinking of you. It's really hard. It's really, the holidays really are hard. Fucking hard for so many reasons. Ugh. And they are like trigger really central are. For so many reasons.
Yes. Yes.
Like we all have our own things that get set off during this time of year. So I see you.
Totally. Totally.
Well, here's an email that we received from a listener asking for some thoughts on friendship. They wrote to us, I'm so lucky to have made amazing friends in college, graduated in 2010, and graduate school, graduated in 2015, but I'm not good at staying in touch with them. Lately, I've been feeling so guilty every time I think about how much I've neglected these friendships. I think they're still reasonably intact. We see each other at weddings, occasional visits to each other's towns, etc., but I'm missing the everyday parts of friendships, especially since I'm struggling to cultivate new friendships in my current town. I know I need to just pick up the phone and call, but I feel so nervous and anxious about it that I very, very seldom do it. Then I feel even more guilty for not calling, which really only amplifies my nervousness. I think I'm worried about picking up the phone and realizing that we've drifted away from each other. We're not as close as we once were, or simply not having enough to talk about. I didn't have a texting plan on my phone until 2012. How have all my social phone skills dissipated? Do you have any advice for staying in touch with long-distance friends?
This is hard. But I mean, I think you just, like, you kind of said it, like, you do just kind of have to do it. You could also, like, sometimes I will, like, set appointments to have phone conversations with friends. You know, instead of just, like, picking up the phone and calling. Although sometimes I will just pick up the phone and call. But yeah, sometimes I'll be like, hey, we haven't talked in a while. Like, let's talk this week or something. And we'll like make a date to talk.
Love it.
So maybe try that. I think also like real honesty around this stuff is often helpful. Like a text that's like, hey, I know I haven't been the best at staying in touch and I really want to try and change that. And like, I miss you. You know, I think is really powerful. Like if I got that text from someone, I would be like, oh my God, yes, I miss you too. Yeah. No one has sent me that text, but you know.
I'll send it today.
We never talk anymore.
We only do this podcast.
I can really relate to the anxiety spiral that this listener has. I think quite a few people have this. The feeling of you lose touch or you didn't do something or like you didn't respond to an email or a message. And then you feel this like shame or guilt or embarrassment that you didn't do it. So then you're too embarrassed to respond. So then it just gets prolonged and then time ticks on and then it's longer and then you feel embarrassed. It's like, it's a very vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to acknowledge that because I have been like plagued by that to the point where it has ended friendships for me. Like,
wow.
Where I'm so racked with guilt and like shame. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's a real, it might be a people pleaser thing, but it is definitely a very real and like debilitating feeling. And so I just want to say like, I see you. So my suggestion would be to, I don't know why you need to call. Like, why don't we do this on your own terms? And for this, I would say, write some letters. And if you have access to a computer or a word processor, type the letter because that, unless you're a handwriter, but for me, like the easiest way for me to write is to type something. So this gives you all the power. It gives you control over the conversation. The thing that you're nervous about, not having anything to talk about, et cetera, like you're not having a phone conversation. You can say all the things that you've expressed to us that you want to say and pop it in the mail.
You
can do it over email too, but I think a letter is very intentional.
Yes. This is great advice, Kate.
Like I just... This to me, like you can edit the letter, you can choose whether or not you send it. I just think a letter is the way to go. Your friends will appreciate it.
I love this.
So that would be my suggestion for you. Like it sounds like you don't want to text or talk on the phone. So, and I would do what Dory said and say, speak your truth. These are people who care about you.
Yeah.
Like you can say like, I'm feeling awkward and I'm sorry and I'm trying to navigate these feelings. And the first step is me reaching out and trying to commit to being better about reaching out. That's it. You've got this. I believe in you so deeply.
Kate just gave you a great pep talk.
Well, geez, thanks. I guess I just can so empathize. Like I truly did this with an actual human, with two human beings when I was a teenager.
Aww.
I was like, yeah. I mean, this has happened to me before. I mean, the feeling of like, I'm so embarrassed that have been out of touch that I like literally ghost even harder, even though that's not what I want to be doing. It's a very confusing thing, but you know, that's why I have a therapist. Enough about me.
All right. All right. Okay. Let's take another break. Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're back. An email. Hi, Kate and Dory. My husband and I have been together for over 16 years. Soon after we started dating, we started sleeping naked together every night, not always in an overtly sexy way, just because we liked the level of physical connection being naked together creates. We now have a young toddler and another baby on the way, and I'm realizing that we're probably going to have to start covering up a bit once our kids get a little older slash aware and start coming into our room after nightmares, etc. While my husband can easily just sleep in his boxers, I need recommendations for what to wear to sleep. I sleep very hot, so I'm thinking maybe some kind of lightweight tank and shorts combo. Any particular brands or cooling fabrics you recommend? Thanks in advance. I have a fancy recommendation and I have a not so fancy recommendation.
Okay.
My fancy recommendation is Lunia. Because they make a silk pajama tank and shorts set.
I've slept in one.
That I think would be perfect for you. It also comes in, you can also get it in like a short sleeve shirt if you don't want a tank top. And then there is a V-neck tank top. And there's a button up shirt, short combo. Like they have different combos depending on what your level is and like when your level of comfort is. And I find their pajamas to run nice and cool.
Yeah, they definitely run cool for sure.
So
I would concur.
That would be my splurge. My splurge recommendation. And then my budget recommendation would be the Stars Above line from Target. Yes,
that's also my budget recommendation. I fucking love Stars Above.
Stars Above is great. They like shamelessly knock off like every expensive like athleisure pajama brand. Like I'm looking at their stuff and like I recognize like these fuzzy pants are a Skims knockoff. These are an Eberjay knockoff. Like it's just like, okay. But they have this floral print satin pajama cami and a matching set of shorts, and they're $12.99 each. So that could be a good option for you. Kate, did you have other suggestions?
It's so funny. So I was also going to mention Stars Above because I do love Stars Above.
Stars Above. I mean, Stars Above is just so great.
It's a classic. My favorite pajamas that I wear, my favorite short set is by Eberjay. It's really comfy. I tend to run, I'm always cold. So like right now I'm wearing like basically a snowsuit to bed, but I think the Eberjay, I also love a night shirt or like a sleep shirt or a short nightgown. I find those to be very comfortable.
Okay.
Without the challenge of a pant. And I also love Skims pajamas. I have a pair of Skims. I have a couple pairs of Skims PJs that I really like. And I find them very, I have this, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I have this like sleep set from Skims that's just kind of like a cropped tank top and some like, for lack of a better word, boy shorts. And it's like basically nothing and very comfortable. And so I would, I believe actually they're called the Boyfriend Boxer. I love those. So Skims is, I will say like, if I don't love Kim, but I like Skims. And then I haven't tried Lake pajamas, but I feel like they're always recommended. And now I'm looking at their website and I want to buy a nightgown. So their PJs also seem cute and light.
Great suggestion.
All right. Well, Dory, rounding out the episode, we have a text message. Had to pause the pod. My heart went out to the listener who just called in about having two young kids and was struggling. I was there a few years ago and my kids are spaced about 20 months apart. Even with a fully engaged partner, it's really hard. Something that helped me is to fight for me time. Ask your partner to remind you to make a time for yourself if you forget or let other priorities take hold. Pick a few hours once a week that you can be away and make it sacred. It took practice to put myself first occasionally, but now it's a muscle that's stronger. Hang in there. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard. It's hard with work. It's hard with, you know, maybe not having a partner. I think this one listener did, but do you know who talked about this on the show? A very early guest, Priyanka Matu. I remember her specifically talking about, like, I think she had like weekly me time. That was
she
just
did.
For
I mean,
her.
this was when she still only had one kid when she was talking about this, but the principle still stands.
Yeah. So, you know, I think definitely carving it out and making it consistent, like the same time every week, if that's possible. I also think I like helps that. You stick to things.
I like that.
Very tough. Very tough. Me time is hard.
It's really hard. It's really
hard. But don't make it we time. Make it me time. Mm-hmm. I just pulled that one out of my butt, but you know, it works. Amen. It works.
Well, Kate, it's been a pleasure as always.
Indeed. We will talk to you all later.
All right. Bye.